really want to pray with you. I think God has shared so much with us today and just spoken and met all of us in different places. We've spoken about a lot of things. And what I want to do is I want to open up these altars for you to stand before God and say, God, I'm making this commitment to you. And then also publicly to those around me. And you take a first step. It's not that if you walk up here, it's different than if you sat in your chair. It's not that at all. It is the fact of that you take a step, a tangible step forward and saying, this is what I want in my life. A couple things. Some of you here, we talked about choices the first session. You haven't been making the right choices, disconnected from who you are in Christ, your identity, from family, from friends, relationships, from God, from church. If that's you and you say, I want to start making the right choices, can you lift your hand up so I can see it and then let it down, please? I see those hands. See all those hands. And let it down. If you bow your heads and close your eyes, please. There's someone in here, you don't have to raise your hand for this, but if you are in here and you have been abused somehow, and you want to bring that before God, and you don't want it to hinder you, then I want you to come up, and I want you to say, God, I need help in this area. Help me to release this, to forgive, not to have this have a hold on me. Then I want you to come up as well. And for those here, too, who have said, you know, I have had sex before, but I want to be pure again. I want God to forgive me. I want to move forward. I want to make this standard, to live it, and to be able to enjoy the marriage that God has for me. If that's you here, and you say, that's what I want for my life. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want you to lift your hand before God and then let it down if you want to. And if you don't, that's fine. See those hands? God bless you. See that? God bless you. Then there's those of you who are saying, you know what, I haven't gone that far, but I've crossed boundaries in this and I don't even feel pure, and I want to be pure, and I want my speech to be right. I want my thoughts, the way I carry myself. I don't want to project something I'm not. If that's you, and I want you to lift your hand before God and let it down. See those hands. See those hands. And then there's some of us here who are dealing with the way we look. We're just not happy. We feel like too skinny, too fat, too short, all that stuff. And say, God, help me to love myself the way you made me. That's something that you struggle with. You lift your hand and let it down. See all those hands. Praise you, Jesus. Before we have people come and pray for you, if there's someone in here and you said, you know, I don't even accept Jesus in my heart. I've heard, I know, but honestly, I don't have him as my personal Savior. The Bible says that if you declare that he is your God, he goes before and says and writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can begin that relationship because you can't do this without God. So if that's you and you say, you know what, I want to accept Jesus in my heart, or I want to rededicate my life, would you lift your hand and then look at me and let it down? If that's you, if you want to ask Jesus into your heart, just lift your hand so I can see it and then let it down. You want to accept him into your heart and begin a personal relationship with him. Maybe everyone is here, but if there is someone, just raise your hand. Great. So Brianna, and if you want to have some people come on up here for prayer. If that's you, I want you to, all of us to stand together. And there's a lot of us who are crying in here, and we're all crying for different reasons as we just went all over the board. But if you're serious, like, God, I want change in my life, I want you to walk on up here. We talked about a lot of things. Come on up here, kneel before, or somebody will pray with you. Would you take that step and come in, and we want to pray with you. There you go. Come on up. You can stand up front. You can kneel up front. Just right up here, because I want to come pray for each of you. Those of you who said, you know what, I need to make the right choices. I struggle with my identity and my looks. Come on up. Some of you say, you know what, I I need to make better friends. I need to make better choices. Whatever it is, come before the Lord. And maybe you want to bring a friend. If there's someone, a friend that you have that's dear with you, then bring them down. Find a corner over here and pray for each other. Talk about these things. Maybe there's someone here dealing with forgiveness. Things have happened to you. You've been let down, rejected, hurt. And the last thing you want to do is forgive. But you know, forgiveness keeps us chained up and it hurts us. And there's forgiveness that you want to experience, that you want to give. Then will you come up and say, God, help me to forgive. And all of us who are standing, will you bow your heads and close your eyes, please? Taken an altar call for so many things, and there's some of you that you can see God is working in your life. God is moving. God is healing you. God is speaking to you. Maybe He's just challenging you. Don't fight it, definitely. You're in a safe place here, definitely. If you want to be free from what people think of you, you want to be free from all those things and take those steps, even if it's just with the person next to you. You are forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Those of you who are standing in your seat, will you guys take your pencil and that either make that commitment or start writing that letter to your husband, what you are going to commit for your life and honor, respect. So will you girls have a seat? And I'm just going to worship for a little bit, but will you take the time to write that? And if you don't want to write it, you know, next to your friend, you can scoot over a couple seats if you need to, but take your time to do that. Take out the papers, please, and make your commitment there. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. All I do, I honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. Spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? It's my joy to honor you, and all I do, I honor you. Soon here, but make sure you guys, with the books and the notes that you've taken, take it home as a reminder. There'll be moments in your life where you're going to need to open that up and remember this day, remember this moment, remember what God's speaking to you. And some of us here need to find a good friend, and some of us need to confine and find another person that we need to share some things that we haven't shared before. So I encourage you to do that. Take the time to do that as well. The letter to your husband, I want you guys to take some time to do that. As you go home, please make some time and do that. Fold it up, put it away somewhere. And keep it in there in your book, or put it under your bed or something, somewhere where you're not just going to lose it. Why don't we stand together so we can close. Do you want to pray? Want to pray? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
We're just going to close in prayer right now. So if at any time, if you maybe you didn't come forward to receive prayer, but if there's something that you're dealing with, or you do just want someone to pray with you, there's ladies in the back that are here if you need prayer. Don't leave here holding on to something, and then you go home and you're like, man, I really wish I would have had someone to pray for me. Now's the time. Don't wait. So there's ladies in the back that would love to pray for you. Feel free. Go back there. And You know, God is here to meet you, no matter what you've been through or what you're going through. You know, he loves you so much. You know, he doesn't want you to leave here, you know, just regretting or anything. So let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this day. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that there is nothing, Lord God, that we could do to make you change the way you feel about us, Lord God. Your love is just unfailing, Lord God. And Lord, just to provide all that was needed for this day to happen, Lord God. It is because your love for these girls, Lord God, that just everything was just, you made it happen, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God, that you would go with these girls, Lord God, that you'd fill them with your spirit, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray, Father God, for just, you know, an extra measure of grace upon their lives, Lord God. And we also thank you for Irene, Lord God, just the blessing she's been, Lord God, to allow her to be here today, Lord. We pray that you would go with her, Lord God, and continue to use her and bless her, Lord God, as she just takes your word, Lord God, throughout the world, Lord God. May it bear much fruit for your kingdom and for your glory. So, Lord, we just commit our lives to you this day, Lord God, and may you be magnified and blessed, Lord God, in all that we say and do, Lord. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Irene does have a table back there. She has CDs and she has literature. She has cards. Feel free to stop by at that table at any time on your way out. Okay? God bless you. Thank you.
You guys, give each other hugs. This is exciting. You know, like you guys are making big waves in your life, making big choices.